today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah. And welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You listen to this episode of today's special from Iran. On a special occasion, today in Iran is the Youth Day. Yes, today is the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar, peace be upon him, and the Day of Youth. So congratulations to every Shia Muslim youth all around the world. And happy Eid.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
So as I told you, today is a great Eid. And Wednesday, 11th of Shaban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, 2nd of Isfand, 1402, and according to the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 21st of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. So we offer congratulations and we listen about his epithet, Hazrat Ali Akbar's epithet.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice in the Eid. For this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah, alayhi salatullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah.
In Ziyarat Ali Akbar's sermon, which is narrated from Abi Hamza al-Thumali, he narrated that Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, told him, put your cheek on his grave and say, peace be upon you, O Abul Hasan, three times. This nickname might be used to optimize for a good boy. Also, it might be happened because he got a boy called Al-Hasan. And Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, in the same ziyarat sermon, when it says, peace be upon you, your progeny, your family, your father, your sons, your mothers, the righteous whom Allah intends only to remove from you the impurity of sin. O people of the Prophet's household, and to purify you with extensive purification. The word sons is a plural, which means Ali Akbar has more than two sons. Also, he's saying your progeny refers to it because a man's progeny is his offspring. If he's without offspring, then there is no need to use this term progeny. The receipt of this sentence from the tongue of the Imam, who is the most knowledgeable in secrets of rhetoric and all requirements of the conditions, are the hardest proofs on it. And it is clear that tradition narrated with true bail and trusted narrators. Today is the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar, and in Iran it is called the day of the youth. Congratulations, dear Shia youth all around the world.
Ali al-Akbar, the son of Imam al-Hussein alayhi afdhal as-salatu was-salam, the son of Layla, who was his mother. Of course, Ali al-Akbar, as a status and in terms of who he was, it is the possibly one of the best examples that a fallible can take from another fallible. So Ali al-Akbar, he wasn't part of the Imams. He wasn't an infallible per se. He was a normal human being just like we are. Fallible, could possibly make mistakes, but chose not to do them. You see, once we have Asma, and this Asma comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we have Asma, and that Asma is chosen. So you choose to be infallible. Ali al-Akbar chose this infallibility. Just like Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas chose to be infallible. Just like
Sayyida
Zainab chose to be infallible. This infallibility, when we say that they are infallible, we do not mean that they are infallible in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified them in that sense, in the way that He purified the Imams. But no, they chose to not make mistakes. They chose to become infallibles. His status was so high to the extent where that when he goes into the battle, Imam Hussein would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, Allahumma ashhad, O Allah witness, that baraza ilayhim ashbah an-nas khalqan wa khuluqan wa mantiqan bi rasulillah. That towards them has gone to battle the one who is most like the Prophet in terms of how he looks, his manners, and how he speaks. Now realize that Imam al-Hussein is saying that he is the one that is the one who's most like the Prophet. He didn't say that he is the one, as in Imam Hussein didn't say that about himself. He didn't say that about Imam Zainul Abidin, who is Imam Ali al-Akbar's brother. Of course, narrations differ. Some say that Imam Zainul Abidin was older. Some say that Ali al-Akbar was older. Doesn't really matter in terms of these discussions. He said that he is the one that looks most like the Prophet.
The grave of Hazrat Ali Akbar, peace be upon him. If we recognize the action of Imam Zainul Abidin of positioning Ali Akbar close to his father, then we could know the reason behind it. It's to show people over centuries the specialities of Ali Akbar, peace be upon him, includes his great advantages and virtual qualities. He's closer than the rest of martyrs to the dominant Almighty for what he got of abilities which others can't imagine. Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, Allah boasts to the angels of those who visit the grave of Imam Al-Husayn, peace be upon him, as far as what such pilgrim services from us, we invoke Allah's mercy for him every morning and every evening. It has come to my knowledge that Some Kufians, as well as others in Kufa's outskirts, pay it a visit in the eve of the middle of Shaban. They recite the Holy Quran, they narrate his history. They mourn him, and women eulogize him while others compose their own eulogies. The Imam alayhi salam then said, "Praise to Allah who has made some people come to us, praise us and mourn us. And praise is He for making our enemy shame them for doing so, threaten them, and describe what they do as ugly." Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Ali al-Akbar and Youth Day.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word, they could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
To understand why Ali Akbar's birth anniversary has been named the Day of Youth, we need to understand the characteristics of a youth and its function for the family and the community. From the Islamic perspective, the youth are the symbols of strength, innocence, and intelligence who are steadfast when it comes to the following the truth. When describing how human ages, the Holy Quran considers the youth as the period of strength and power. These are the very characteristics which truly manifest in Ali al-Akbar, peace be upon him, the light-hearted, pious young man who was the calmness of the heart of his father, Imam al-Hussein, and advisor to him, and the center of support and encouragement. On the way to Karbala, when Imam al-Hussein is describing heartbreakingly the outcoming calamities that are going to befall on his family and worrying for them, Ali al-Akbar, walking side by side of his father, asks, "O father, are we not with truth and on the path of Allah?" To which Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam replies, "Yes." Ali al-Akbar then says, "Then we are not worried, neither we are upset, nor we are scared of death."
Now also, when you come to Ali al-Akbar and you wanted us to talk about yaqeen, it is because of the certainty that he had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the message that Imam Hussein wanted to carry on, that when the companions of Imam Hussein all were martyred, Ali al-Akbar was the first to come to Imam Hussein. And he said to him, "Aba hal min rukhsa?" "O father, Do you allow me to go forward to battle?" And at that moment, Imam Hussein didn't say yes. His eyes teared up. And Ali al-Akbar knew that this was his okay, let's say, his confirmation for him to go into the battlefield. So he had that sort of yaqeen. Now, how he attained that yaqeen as a fallible is through the same way that the infallible gains their yaqeen. That is through knowing Allah and the Prophet. In one word, it is taqwa, piety. When the Quran comes in Surah Al-Hujurat and it says, "A'udhu bi minash shaitani rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila li ta'arafu, inna ikramakum 'inda Allahi atqakum," the one who is closest, the one with the greatest status towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has most piety. When we come to look at what taqwa is, taqwa in simpler terms is obedience towards Allah and His Prophet. Why? Because taqwa in essence is God consciousness. If you are God conscious, it means you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to obey His Prophet because He ordered to do so. Therefore, the more you reach in depth in terms of obedience, the higher your status rises until you reach a state of yaqeen. Just like in Ziyarat Warith, hatta, until attack al yaqeen, until you reach the status of yaqeen. And if a fallible person like Ali al-Akbar was able to do so, if Sayyida Zainab was able to do so, regardless of us mentioning that they were brought up in such a household, we are able to do so too.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the big event, big Eid, that is birthday anniversary of Hazrat Ali Akbar, peace be upon him, and the Day of the Youth in Iran. Congratulations and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي